Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Vav Omud Beis. And we are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Reish Samach Gimel, dealing with many of the interesting halachos of lighting the Shabbos candles. And we're at the very top line with Sif Hei. And the Mechaber starts and he says, Kishi Yadlik, when a person lights the Shabbos candles, they make a bracha, Yivarach, the following bracha, Baruch Hatah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, a full bracha with Shemu Malchus, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, it's Yivan, you've commanded us and sanctified us with your mitzvos, and you've commanded us, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. That's the standard bracha that everybody's familiar with, and he says this is true, echad o'ish v'echad o'isha. This is true for both a man and for a woman making the bracha, the nusach doesn't change. How can we say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, it's Yivan, this is a mitzvah derabanan? Nevertheless, Chazal have the power to enact mitzvahs of the Rabbanan that we can make this bracha on Asher Kitshanam Mitzvah Vitzivana that you have commanded us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you really have commanded us to listen to Chazal, and Chazal enacted this takana, so that's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do this as well. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Chafalef writes, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that says, he brings this down in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chavav, in the name of the Marash, in the name of the Maram, Kishyesh Chuppah be'erev Shabbos. If there is a Chuppah on Erev Shabbos, in those days the people were poor, and they often would combine the Suda of a Chasana with the Suda of Friday night, so they would save, so to say, on a meal for Shabbos, and combine it with a meal for a wedding. U'ma'achrin ba, and therefore they might be delayed, because the Chuppah started, of course, on Friday afternoon, ad achash kesachama, and they might not finish the Chuppah until after the sun is already set. And the woman who's lighting candles doesn't want to accept Shabbos before the Chuppah because Pentit Starech Lasos Od Ezedovar also b'Shabbos, because she may still have to do various malachos at the Chuppah or in preparation for the Chuppah and doesn't want to accept upon herself Shabbos by lighting so early. So what should she do in this situation? So the Eitzah that's brought down over here in the name of the Marash, in the name of the Maram, is that you should go and light the Shabbos candles before the Chuppah. Again, it's after Plag HaMincha, that's not the problem. Before the Chuppah, without making a bracha at that point in time. Therefore, after the Chuppah is over, when you no longer are going to do any more Melacha, and it's dark, spread your hands over the candles and make the bracha then. You're not doing any malacha, the candle's already lit, but now you're accepting upon yourself Shabbos with the making of the bracha. Or if she didn't light the candles beforehand, and it's still now in a period of time when it's Ben Ashmashos, and she can ask a non-Jewish person to light the candles for her, Tomer Lein Yehudi Lahadlik. As we've already pointed out, the Lo Gazru Al Shvus Ben Ashmashos Tzorech Mitzvah Chanal B'Simen Reish Samach Aleph. The Heat of Arech. As we pointed out previously in Reish Samach Aleph, you're allowed during the Ben Ashmashos to ask a non-Jewish person to light for you because the rabbis were not gozer on Melacha during the Ben Ashmashos that was Tzorech Mitzvah, and this is only an Amir Le'akum problem, and therefore they weren't gozer L'Tzorech Mitzvah during the Ben Ashmashos, and therefore the non-Jewish person will light the candles and she can make the bracha. That's another Eitzah. However, V'tamu Achron Malzeh, he brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh, they were very surprised at this suggestion. The lo shayach bracha b'deluka v'omedes, because how can you make a bracha on something that's already lit when you didn't make the bracha when you lit it? Ubifrat, and especially the atu zman isu lahadlik, and especially in the first scenario, it's after chashecha, it's also to light it at that point in time. V'ech tomar v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. How can you go and state at that moment in time that you've commanded us to light? It's also to light at that point. And the second scenario, well, during the Ben Ashmashos, it's a non-Jewish person to light for you. Gam ken kosher. They also had a problem with this. There is no ability to ask a non-Jewish person to be a shaliach for you. There's no shlichus in regards to non-Jews. He ain't a madleket. So the non-Jewish person is lighting over here. You're not lighting. How can you go make a brach in that situation? And he says, even in another situation, even when one Jewish person asks another Jewish person to light on their behalf, it likewise is the opinion of the Derech HaChaim, that the one who commands the other person to please light for me, he shouldn't be the one to make the bracha, but the one who's lighting should make the bracha. And therefore, certainly in our case, the woman should not make a bracha. So all of these questions raise into doubt whether she can make a bracha in the scenarios that we talked about. So therefore, based upon this, the Gaon Rav Akiva Eger is brought down in Shaar Tzion Os Lamed, and also the El Yerabah and the Prima Gadim, Maski Achronim Eitzah Cheres Lazeh. They came up with a different suggestion. The Hainu, which is as follows: Lefima de Kaimalon Lekamon. As we're going to learn, the Yechola Levarich Ulahasnos Al Kol Ponim Bilitzorech, that a woman is allowed to make it tonight when she lights the Shabbos candles. Normally, women accept upon themselves the Issur Melacha; they accept upon themselves Shabbos at the time they light the candles. But under extenuating circumstances or during a specific need, She'ena Mekabela Shabbos Bahadlaka, she's allowed to make it tonight that I'm not accepting upon myself Shabbos with this lighting. So to over here, they suggest, Tochanami bin Yonenu, in our situation where there's this chuppah going on, Erev Shabbos, and she doesn't want to accept upon herself Shabbos yet, heavy litzorech, that's also considered a pressing need, v'tadlich, so before the chuppah she can light, it's again, it's after Plaga Mincha, she can light then, utavarech then, kodim sholeches l'chuppah, before she goes to the chuppah, light the Shabbos candles with a bracha, v'sasna, and make the t'nai, that I'm not accepting yet upon myself Shabbos. Later on, when she accepts upon herself Shabbos, no, that's when Shabbos is accepted, but she doesn't have a problem then with the bracha on the candles. V'ad dinami b'ishu shechol leil tfilosa b'erev Shabbos. This is an excellent idea, he says, for a woman who's leil tefillah, she's going to the mikvah on Friday night, and there's a problem because she wants to, let's say, drive to the mikvah, but she wants to light candles first, or she has to shampoo and do other malachos at the mikvah, that if she were to do this after she lit candles, she's already accepted Shabbos, it would be a forbidden malacha. So what should she do in this situation as well? Tadlik, she should light utzavarech and make a bracha kodem halichasa before she goes to the mikvah lebeis atvila. V'sasta, and she should make this snai she'ena mekabela Shabbos ad acha ritzitzo v'chavifa, and she's not accepting herself upon yet Shabbos until after she washes up and she does the shampooing and any other malachos. And again, nowadays, if a woman is living far from the mikvah, she wants to drive to the mikvah, so then in this situation she should also light the candles first. Of course, it's not yet bein hashmashos, there's no issur malacha except that she accepted upon herself Shabbos, so she should specifically state when she lights the candles, I hereby do not accept myself upon myself Shabbos, and then that way she can still drive to the mikvah. Of course, she won't be able to drive home from the mikvah because she's only allowed to immerse when it's definitely already Shabbos, and therefore she'll have to walk home from the mikvah. She can't do any malacha, or if somebody drove her to the mikvah, then she obviously will walk home from the mikvah. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskil Kishiyadlik Yivaruch says, what happens if the woman doesn't remember? She's nistapka in bracha olo. Did she or did she not make the bracha? So then the halacha is she doesn't make another bracha because of Safik brachos lahaka. When in doubt with the bracha derabanan, which is the vast majority of brachos, as we pointed out many times, other than Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon, so then in the Safik brachos situation, we say go lakula. Furthermore, he adds, Desircha nokto va'asya, mistama, she's so used to making the bracha, so she probably did make the bracha anyway, and therefore she does not make another bracha. If the woman knows for certain, however, that she did not make the bracha, she forgot. So it's mashma from the El Yerabah, the Chofetz Chaim says, Yesh lahak levarech, she can still make the bracha, kosman shu shas heter lahadlik, as long as it's still halachically permissible for to light at that point in time, it's before the Bein HaShmashos, so she still would be allowed to make the bracha. The issue for number 38 is, the Achronim are surprised at this. Ech shayach levarech lahadlik al ner dolek. How can you write lahadlik ner shel Shabbos if the candle's already lit? So he brings down from the Shelus of Tshuva's Divrei Malkiyah, even though the mitzvah itself was set up on the lighting of the Shabbos candles, the bottom line is that we don't want the house to be dark on Shabbos, it should be shalom bayis, shouldn't trip, etc. So the mitzvah continues while the candles are lit the entire time, and therefore bid the eved, it would be acceptable to make the bracha even after it's already been lit. The issue for number 28 brings down from Shlomo Zalman that one should not make a bracha on the removal of a darkening item. For example, you have an equivalent to a Shabbos lamp that you turn it and the light now is visible. So he says you're not allowed to make a bracha on something like that. The woman can't have lit something beforehand, darken it, and now remove the darkening and make the bracha on that. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that's also not acceptable. And the Shavuot number 29 says, likewise, you can't get cotton to go and light candles for you. That also is not acceptable. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Beis writes, Lahadlik Ner, we use the singular to light the Shabbos candle. V'afilu kishamadlik kamaneros, even though most women have the custom to light at least two, and as we said, many light many more. Tov Yoseh Shiyomar Ner. We nevertheless make the bracha lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, not lahadlik neros shel Shabbos. Ki ikor achiv hu ner echad, because the essential mitzvah is fulfilled with the lighting of one candle. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Gam biyantiv tzorech levarech lahadlik ner shel yantiv. On yantiv, we also make a bracha lahadlik ner shel yantiv. However, he brings down, ubiyom hakipurim, below Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls out and it's not on Shabbos, this year, Yom Kippur is on Shabbos. So when Yom Kippur normally doesn't fall out on Shabbos, Yesh mi sha'omer shelo yivarech, that there is an opinion that says, brought down in the Be'er HaGola, Oschav, in the name of Tosos, and the Torah, that in that situation, you don't make a bracha. On Yom Kippur, you don't make a bracha. We'll explain why in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. V'ayin l'kamen simen tov reishut. And he says, look, later on in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, for a further discussion about this. We'll see this in a second in the Mishnah Berurah too. First, we'll look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Gimel. He says, on Yontif, we do make a bracha. V'ayin tzorch levaruch zaman al hadlaka, but we don't make a shech yanu when we light the Yontif candles. And the reasoning behind this is because you're making the Shech Yanu on the Kiddush, and the wife will listen to the Kiddush of her husband, and she'll be Yotzi with the Shech Yanu then. However, Miyu, he brings down the very commonly accepted custom, B'mokum Shenagu, and Limchos B'yodim. One shouldn't protest if one's wife goes and makes the Shech Yanu. When she lights the Yontif candles, there are those that you can rely upon. That's a perfectly acceptable minog, and don't certainly make a fight about it, that's for sure, but you don't even have to protest to teach them to do otherwise, because the response will be, this is the way my mother did it, this is the way my grandmother did it, and this is the way I'm going to do it, which is a perfectly acceptable response. The issue for number 32 brings down a number of interesting halachos. He says, "La'inyan yomtiv sheni shel Rosh Hashanah." What about Rosh Hashanah, the 2-day yomtiv of Rosh Hashanah, which is different than the 2-day yomtivs that we have of yomtiv sheni shel Golius? So he says, "Yesh posafik miyomtiv b'fnei atzmo." It's always the question: is Rosh Hashanah a 1-day, 48-hour, single day yomtiv, and therefore the second day of Rosh Hashanah is really the same as the first day, or is it no safik essentially because we're not sure is today Rosh Hashanah or is yesterday Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he brings down. What should a woman do on the second day with the terms of the bracha of Shech Yanu when she lights the second day's Rosh Hashanah candles? So we'll learn in Siman Tov Reish that's a davar pashut, shaminoku shanoshim evarachos Shech Yanu b'shas hadlaka, that the women do make a bracha of Shech Yanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It brings down, it's again best that they should wear a new garment over here in order to make sure that if they're not mechuyev to make a Shech Yanu, so then the new garment will be the Shech Yanu that they're making it on. What about the Shech Yanu that we make on Yom Kippur? When the women light the candles, so the Sharet Zion over there in Tafra Yishud Tes brings down that the minhag of the Noshim is to make a Shech Yanu. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down, Shedin Yom Kippur, Kitin Shar Yontif. And it has the same halachic status as other Yontifs, where the women do make a Shech Yanu when they light the candles for those that have that custom. The Kaf HaChaim adds, Shebi Yom Kippur, Yecholim HaNoshim Levarach Shech Yanu L'Koladeos. Here, they can definitely make Shech Yanu, even according to the opinion that says that they shouldn't normally make a Shech Yanu on Yontif, because here, there is no bracha on wine on the coast. Certainly the women can go make the Shech Yanu themselves when they light the candles. They don't have to wait to get to shul. And when we say the Shech Yanu all together in shul on Yom Kippur night, Leil Yom Kippur by Kol Nidre. Then he says, U'minag ha'noshim b'hadlakas neros b'yontif kayom. Nowadays, what do women do? So he brings down from the Shelus Shuvas Pri Yitzchak, and he says, Aruch HaShulchan holds the same way. The women do have the minhag to make a Shech Yanu when they light the candles. And this is also the opinion of the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein. Shekach yaminhag b'meshach kama miyoshanim. That so many hundreds of years the women have been doing it this way, so don't start telling them now that it is more ideal to do the mitzvah by listening to your husband making the Shech Yanu and the Kiddush and not to make it when you light the candles. And this is the minhag today for most women. And this is also the opinion of the Stipler. He told this to the women in his household, and he said, "Kishehidlik ba'atzma." Only when he lit for himself after Nebuch, his wife, passed away, then he didn't make the bracha Shech Yanu when he lit the candles. He would wait to do it in Kiddush, and that is the more correct way to do it. Obviously, certainly for a man. However, the Griz from Brisk, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal, he paskin that no. Lo yivarchu anoshim Shech Yanu. The women should not make a Shech Yanu when they light the yontif candles. Kiven shebracha zu nisakna lechatchila liyomer layayim, because the rabbi set this up that you should make this in Kiddush. And he says, especially in madlikos neros mibod yom. Ein lo levarch. He says, especially if they're lighting the yontif candles before yontif. Now, on Shabbos, you must light them before Shabbos. But on yontif, you actually can light them on yontif. It's not a problem as long as you're not creating a new light, but you're just transferring a light. So if you're taking the candles from an already lit light, there is no issur to light them on yontif. So he says, if you're lighting them on yontif, so maybe you could argue they can make the Shech Yanu because it's already yontif. But they're lighting them before yontif, as many women have the custom to do. So then he says, you're not allowed to make this bracha. And he says, kivan shebracha zu lo tiftor es mitzvah sayom. If you make the Shech Yanu so early, you can't really fulfill your requirement to make it during the day. Ein lekaimum bizman to He says you can't fulfill, even if they're accepting Yontif upon themselves, this mitzvah Shech Yanu during the Tosefis Yontif period of time, but it should be on Yontif itself. And he passes the women should wait till their husbands come home from shul and be yotzi with the Shech Yanu and the Kiddush, or if they're going to light later on, after Yontif is started, that would be acceptable as well. Again, as I pointed out, the last thing one should do is have a fight with his wife about when she or should not say the bracha of Shechiyanu by herself or to listen to you. Certainly, if the custom is that the women make the Shechiyanu on the candles, one is not mechuyev to protest and certainly should not fight about it. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kan Chaf Dalet writes that the ner shel yontif you make shel yontif on, v'imchol yontif v'shabbos, and if both yontif and shabbos are together, omer shel shabbos v'shel yontif, that's the nusach of the bracha. The issue foot number 34 brings down, this is true even yontif sheni shel golios, shetzorach levarach al halakus and eros, that we have the custom that we make it. He says, if you have a ben chutz la'aretz, ha'somuch al shulchanu shel ben eretz yisrael, if you have a chutz la'aretz, nick person who is in eretz yisrael, and being yotzei with them on the yontif sheni shel golios, which happens to be Friday night, shel shlomo zalman, in that situation is a mistapik imchayev ha'orech lahadlik ner nosach aver yontif, should he light an extra candle for Yontif, for him it's still Yontif Sheni Shogolios, for the Balabayas it's really only Shabbos. So therefore he's in the stopping, should you light an extra candle in that situation or not for Yontif. The issue footnote number 33 points out that the reason why we make a bracha on Yontif is also Chazal set this up. Hadlokas and Erbi Yontif mitzvah hikimo b'Shabbos. The rabbi set up a separate mitzvah of lighting candles on Yontif as well, and therefore we certainly can make a bracha l'hadlik ner shel Yontif. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kan Chaf Hei tells us that we're going to learn in Siman Tov Reishud the Nevi Shom HaMechaber Das HaPosek HaMatzrich Levarach. The Mechaber over there brings down an opinion that says that one does make, in fact, a bracha on Yom Kippur candles, the Sfirulei Degam Yom HaKippur, because that opinion holds that even on Yom Kippur, Av Shein Bo Achilu Shasiyah, even though we don't eat and drink, obviously, on Yom Kippur, Ein Shayach Lov Mitzvah Zonig, and we don't technically have the Mitzvah of Onig on Yom Kippur, Afilu Hachi Shayach Bo Mishum Shalom Bayis. Nevertheless, one still has the Inyan of Shalom Bayis, and the issue footnote number 35 adds that the Ramah over there points out, Shekena Minna B'dinos Elu, that we, in fact, do light candles for Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah Berurah there states, once it's become the accepted custom, it now becomes the din, and women should light licht on Yom Kippur from Shalom Bayis, and as well as they shouldn't trip and stumble on things as well. We conclude with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Yesh Misha Omer Shevavrachim Kodem Adlocha. There are those that say that one should make the bracha prior to lighting the candles, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkan Chavav, Kishar Kol Mitzvah. This is like all mitzvahs, Shemavarchan Leim Over El Asiyasu, and you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. And therefore, according to this, you should make the bracha L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, and then light the Shabbos candles. Yesh Misha Omer, however, there's another opinion that says, Shemavarech Achar Hadlaka, that you should make the bracha after the Hadlaka. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Chav Zayin explains, Svirulei, this is because the Im Tavarech was if she makes the bracha L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, Heve Kilu Kibli L'Shabbos V'Feirish, it's as if she accepts upon herself Shabbos, and therefore, Vishuv Asura L'Hadlik, she's not allowed to light the candles at this point. And therefore, he points out a distinction in Afkamina, the Imkem Beyontif, the Lo Shayach Ze on Yontif, when you're allowed to light from another candle that's already lit on Yontif, the Kuliyama Tavarech, he says the better Eitz is that first they should make the Bracha, the Acher Kach Tadlik, and only afterwards should they light, because this way you fulfill Over Lasiyasin, and there's no concern that you're not allowed to light on Yontif, because you are allowed to light from an already existing light and transfer that to the candles. However, the Das HaMogen Avraham, the Lo Plug, the Mogen Avraham says, don't make complications over here. One opinion across the board, always make the bracha after you light the candle, so you don't run into this concern that maybe you've accepted Shabbos. However, Aval Harbi Yachron Mesfiruluhu, Kimoshe Gesavim Mitzchila. But others disagree and say, no, you can go and do it differently on Shabbos and Yontif. The Ruach continues and he says, Ukidei Shei Over Lasiyoso, how does one fulfill this idea that you should do the bracha and then do the item of the mitzvah, according to the opinion that you should light the candles and then make the bracha? So he says, Lo yehane mimena ad le'achar bracha. So cover up the candles, don't get any hanar from the candles, and then you make the bracha, and then you open your eyes up, you uncover the candles, so it's as if you make the bracha before you're getting the hanar, and that's also called over la'isiyosin. And therefore, the custom by many women is, Mesimen hayad lefnei haner, they cover up their eyes, they cover up the candles, achar hadlaka, after they've lit it, and then they make the bracha mevarchin, and then v'achakach mesalkin ayad. Then they remove their hands and they see the candles. V'zeh mikrei over lasiyah, and that's also called over lasiyasan v'chein haminuk. He brings down this is the custom of many Jewish women, as brought down by the Ma'aril. Tishuvah number 36 brings down Hanoah goes levarach achar adlaka for those that have the custom that they make the bracha after they do that adlaka. V'toa so bircha kodem adlaka, but if she forgot and made the bracha beforehand, so Shlomo Zalman and Zatzal Paskins mutter lo lahadlik as also mispar nero shurikil lahadlik o Shabbos. She can light her regular number of candles because mistama she didn't have in mind to accept Shabbos when she said the bracha because that's not her normal custom. Dishavu number 37 points out that on Yontif, you're certainly not allowed to turn on a light. You're only allowed to light a candle from a pre-existing other flame to transfer to your candle. But to turn on a light, or, for example, to strike a match, that would be prohibited even on Yontif. Finally, we just quickly read the Bir Hetev, who reminds us in Sif Cut and Test, Roish to Tispalo Leisha B'Shas Hadlaka. A woman should make a special tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When she lights the candle, she itin lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Banim Zacharim Meirim B'Torah, that she should have wonderful children who learn Torah, brought down by the Mati Moshe, a beautiful custom which we mentioned previously. That concludes today's shiur.